This court sentences you to 30 days. Next case, bailiff.
Odyssey Municipal Court, docket number 33133, petition for sentence reduction. F. Bailey Babcock, representing.
Yes, Your Honor, that's us.
All right, Mr. Babcock, make your case.
Your Honor, my client has served half of his sentence without objection or complaint. But the terms of his sentence have made it almost impossible for him to earn a living. That must be construed as cruel and unusual punishment. Further, he has gone from being a productive member of society to being a burden on the community. Surely this wasn't the court's intention when it handed down its judgment.
Surely. What solution do you propose?
We humbly request that his sentence be reduced to time served, and that he be allowed to once again pursue his livelihood.
I see. Well, his record shows exemplary behavior, and since his conviction was of a strictly nonviolent nature, I'll consent to your request. Sentence is hereby reduced to time served. That means you're free to go, Mr. Rathbone.
Huh? Free? I'm free? You mean that's it? No more picking up trash or cleaning the park?
Nope. Congratulations.
Hey, you did it, Babcock. Hey, I want to thank you. And thank you, Your Honor. And I just want to say...
Please, Mr. Rathbone, don't say anything. Just go before I change my mind.
Come on, Bart. Let's get out of here.
Right.
Next case, bailiff.
Docket number 33134, Pupil versus Lyle Erickson.
Bart? Bart, slow down. Where are you going in such a rush?
Where am I going? Where do you think? I'm going to get my store back from Edwin Blackguard.
You want to what?
Buy back the Electric Palace from you.
Surely you jest.
Surely I don't. Edwin, I told you before, I really love this place and I want it back. Now, I'll give you $5,000 down and pay you off the rest.
Where did you get $5,000?
Well, let's just say I put it away for a rainy day. Look, who cares where I got it? The point is, I have it, and I'm willing to give it to use. What do you say? Is it a deal?
In a word, no.
No?
No.
But
however, the store is doing well, thanks in no small part to your management. And you are therefore more than welcome to stay on, if you so choose.
Yeah, but listen,
Bart, you've really caught me at a bad time. I'm on my way to the Harlequin Theater to rehearse my new production, one of my greatest roles, Shylock in The Merchant of Venice. If you'll excuse me. Shakespeare, the car!
Right out back, sir.
Ah, well then, the door!
Opening it now, sir.
Farewell, faithful Bart. A flight of angels sing thee to thy rest, and be sure to lock up when you leave. Ta-ta!
Be sure to lock up when you leave. Ta-ta! Oh, ta-ta him. There has got to be a way for me to get this store back. It's my inheritance. Yeah, but I am the one who built it up. I'm the guy who turned it into something to be proud of, and then Regis gives it to you free and clear. It ain't fair. It ain't fair. Wait a minute, not free and clear. Inheritance, that's it, inheritance. Where's the phone? Oh, Barty boy, sometimes you really outdo yourself. Hello, operator? Would you get me the number for the Internal Revenue Service, please? That's right, the IRS.
How now, Shylock? What news among the merchants? Tell us, do you hear whether Antonio have had any loss at sea or no?
Ha! A bankrupt! A prodigal who dares scarce show his head on the Rialto. A beggar that used to come so smug upon the mart. Let him look to his bond.
Why, I am sure if he forfeit, thou wilt not take his flesh. What's that good for?
If it will feed nothing else, it will feed my revenge.
Bravo! Bravo! That was wonderful!
Well, thank you very much, whoever you are, but I wasn't finished yet.
Oh, sorry. Are you Mr. Edwin Blackguard?
The one and only. Who are you?
My name is Leech.
I'm so sorry.
My card.
Harold J. Leach, Internal Revenue Service.
You from the IRS?
I'm a field agent.
What can I do for you, Mr. Leach?
My office has learned that you recently inherited some property, a store called the Electric Palace?
Yes, but I paid the property tax on it.
Oh, we know. Unfortunately, what you haven't paid is the inheritance tax.
Inheritance tax?
Yes, I have the bill right here.
$5,000?
No, wait. Let me see that. Oh, sorry. There, that's right.
Well, I should think so. $10,000?
With penalties and interest, yes. You really shouldn't ignore our notices, Mr. Blaggard.
Notices? What notices?
We've never received any notices.
We sent them to your store. That is unfortunate. You see, the money is now due in full.
But I don't have $10,000.
Can't we work out some sort of payment plan, Mr. Leach?
Of course. But I'll need at least half before I leave town tomorrow.
Half? I don't have that either.
I see. Well, if you can't pay, then I'm afraid we'll have to attach your businesses, including this theater.
What?
Can't we work out a payment plan for the payment plan?
I'm sorry, I really am. But there's nothing I can do. The paperwork has already been filed, and the only way to stop it is to get me that down payment. I'm staying at the Odyssey Hotel. By the way, I really did think your performance was wonderful.
How nice! I'll be the finest actor in debtor's prison.
There aren't any debtor's prisons here, sir.
Oh, what am I going to do, Shakespeare?
Well, there's always a loan.
Have you forgotten? No bank will have us.
Credit cards?
Maxed out.
Then I have but one suggestion left, sir.
And that is?
Talk to Jack Allen.
Ah. Oh, what a rogue and peasant slave am I.
Edwin, what's the matter?
Matter enough. Jack, faithful friend, I have something I must ask you. It's very difficult for me to do so, but extremely important nonetheless.
What is it?
Will you loan me $5,000?
What?
Please, Jack, please.
Edwin, what is this all about?
Oh, I've had a visit from the IRS. They told me I owe an inheritance tax on the Electric Palace to the tune of $10,000.
$10,000?
That's just what I said. They're letting me pay it off in $5,000 installments, but the first one is due tomorrow. If I don't pay, they'll attach the store. Please loan me the money, Jack. Please.
I would if I could, Edwin, but I don't have $5,000.
Oh. What about Jason?
He's on a fishing trip. I wouldn't know how to get in touch with him.
Oh, cursed fate! The real irony is I actually will have the money soon.
You will?
Mm-hmm. As you know, we are currently in rehearsals for one of my best roles, Shylock in The Merchant of Venice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We have money pledged for every ticket, but I won't actually get the money until we open, and that's not for another 4 weeks.
Hmm. Must be some other way to get the money. Bart?
Bart, old friend and comrade.
Oh, so now that you need money, I'm your old friend and comrade.
Please, Bart, I beg you. I have nowhere else to turn. You're my last hope.
You have $5,000?
As a matter of fact, yeah.
I'm at your mercy, Bart. Will you loan me the money?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank
you. Just a minute, Edwin, please. What kind of interest rate are you charging, Bart?
No interest.
None?
Nope.
That's too rich. You must want something.
Hand me that pad of paper and a pen, will you? Mm-hmm. We'll just draw up a little contract here. Now, let's see. Bart Rathbun hereby agrees to loan Edwin Black. Guard, that's what 2 A's?
Yes.
The sum of $5,000, interest free.
Uh-huh.
Now you say you're going to get the money in 4 weeks.
As soon as my show opens, yes.
Edwin Blackguard.
2 A's.
Yeah, I got it. Agrees to repay the $5,000 to Bart Rathbone in exactly 4 weeks. Sound good?
Sounds very good. Hand me the pen.
Sure. But, you know, just to make it interesting.
I knew it. The other shoe. All right, Bart. What do you really want?
I'll write it down.
Probably your firstborn child.
Good. I'm a bachelor. Although I suppose he could take Shakespeare.
There.
In the event that Edwin Blaggard fails to repay the $5,000 on time, Bart Rathbun will immediately take ownership of the Electric Palace and the Harlequin Theater.
Bart!
It's the same deal he's getting from the IRS, only mine's better. I'm giving him the 4 weeks.
That's true, Jack.
Oh, you're all heart, Bart.
What's the big deal? He's already got the money coming in, right?
Right.
So, as long as the show opens, there's nothing to worry about. We got a deal?
Hand me the pen.
Edwin, wait.
Jack, I have no other choice. Bart, you've got yourself a deal.
Hello? Clean Sweep Floor Service? Bart Rathbun here. Listen, the floor of the stage at the Harlequin Theater is looking real ratty. It needs a nice cleaning and a good thick coat of wax. Think you can handle that for me? Great.
Oh, hurry up with the door, Shakespeare. We missed an entire day of rehearsal yesterday, and we must make up for it today.
After you, sir.
As it should be. Now, we'll begin with Shylock. Act 1, scene 3.
Mr. Blaggard!
Sir!
A broken leg, Shakespeare. A broken leg!
I'm so sorry, sir.
Edwin, I came as soon as I heard. How did this happen?
How did this happen? How? Somebody waxed the stage floor. That's how.
He slid all the way across it and landed in the orchestra pit.
Ooh! Must have been painful.
My bass drum will never be the same.
Boy, talk about rotten luck.
Oh, don't play innocent with me, Bart. You waxed that floor, didn't you?
I most certainly did not. I had the Clean Sweep Floor Service do it.
Bart, how could you?
Hey, it looked really ratty. I thought I was doing you a favor.
Oh, please. This all makes sense now. You called the IRS.
And kept the notices about the inheritance tax from us.
I don't know what you're talking about.
But I demand that you tear up that contract.
What? No way. You took my $5,000 in good faith, Edwin.
But you had the stage floor waxed.
Hey, can I help it if he goes jumping around the stage all the time? It's a wonder he hasn't broken something sooner.
Bart, show a little mercy.
I did show mercy, and I'm still showing it. You got almost 4 weeks to pay back the money.
But this cast will be on for 6 weeks. I can't perform. I have to cancel the show.
Oh, now that is a shame.
Bart.
Look, Edwin, it's too bad about your leg.
Too bad.
But a contract is a contract, and you signed this one with both eyes open.
Yes, but
I am not going to tear it up. You still got a fair chance, almost 4 weeks, to figure out how to put on that play.
Oh, no.
But the contract stays. Ta-ta!
Bart is immovable, Jack. He won't tear up the contract. All is truly lost.
Oh, no.
Farewell, Electric Palace. Farewell, Harlequin Theater.
Edwin, please.
Farewell, Mumsy.
Oh. Now, Edwin, you can't give up yet. You still have more than 3 weeks to think of something.
Ah, you're looking for a happy ending, Jack. That only happens in plays and at the movies.
Sir, are you certain you can't perform?
Well, perhaps Long John Silver, yes. Shakespeare, look at me. You know how physical my Shylock is, and that's what the public wants to see.
What if it's not for the public, Edwin? In fact, what if there's no audience at all? Could you perform it then?
Well, I suppose so. But why would I want to perform for no audience? What good would that do?
Might not do any good. Or it might do a lot of good.
How?
by giving Bart a taste of his own medicine.
Jack, what in the world are you talking about?
I'm talking about letting the Merchant of Venice make our point for us. Now listen, here is what we'll do. Come on, Bart.
Jack, why are we here at this Harlequin Theater?
We're doing what you said.
Huh?
You said we need to figure out how to put on this play. That's what we're doing. And we need your help.
My help?
Yeah. We need you to play a part. Here's the script.
A part? No, no, wait a minute. I ain't no acting.
Nonsense. I've heard you on kids' radio before. You were pretty good.
Yeah?
Yes.
You did?
Uh-huh.
Huh? Well, what would I have to do?
Just stand right here on the stage and read the lines marked Antonio.
Antonio.
Right. Hit it, guys. In the town of Venice, there live two friends named Antonio and Bassanio.
Greetings, one and all.
Bassanio suffered from a problem afflicting many in the world today.
Love, Antonio. I'm in love.
Bart, it's your line.
Huh? Hmm. Oh. Again, Bassanio? And pray tell, what is the name of thy fair creature to whom you have given your heart?
Her name is Portia.
Portia? You're in love with a car?
Bart, stick to the script.
Okay.
Her name is Portia. Her golden locks hang on her temples like a golden fleece. But alas, I cannot marry her, for penniless am I, and penniless remain.
Huh?
Money, Antonio. I need money.
Oh, well then why didn't thou say so? How much dost thou needest?
3,000 ducats.
3,000? Listen, Bassie, no woman is worth that, and I ain't even sure what a ducat is.
Bart, stop ad-libbing.
All right. I wouldst willingly give you the money thou dost require, but I myself am temporarily strapped for ready cash, my entire fortune being vested in various shipping ventures. In other words, I ain't got the scratch, bub.
Alas and alack! Woe is me, a poor pawn in love's cruel game.
Antonio felt very sorry for his friend.
Yeah, but I still don't know what a ducat is.
So sorry, in fact, that he decided to do something he would never normally do.
I do? What?
He decided to borrow 3,000 ducats from a usurer.
A hoosierer?
A usurer, a moneylender.
Oh, a loan shark!
His name was Shylock.
Hail, Antonio.
Edwin!
No! Shylock. So, thou dost desire 3,000 ducats for thy friend.
Well, yeah, if it ain't too much trouble.
Trouble? Trouble enough. Need I remind you of the insults I have endured at your expense? You call me a cutthroat dog! But now you need my help. What should I say to you? Shall I bend low with bated breath and whisper? Fair sir, you spit on me and called me a dog. And for these courtesies, I'll lend you this much money.
Well, yeah, please.
And so I shall.
Really?
Yes, Shylock drew up a contract that stated he agreed to lend Antonio the money for 2 months with no interest.
Wow, that's great!
Under one condition.
Uh-oh. Okay, let's have it.
Should you not repay the money on the date it is due, I have the right to remove a pound of flesh from your body.
What? Oh, there is no way that I would sign a contract like that.
Antonio agreed and signed the contract.
Wait a minute.
For Antonio knew that his ships were due in a full month before the date of payment.
A month? Yeah, you heard him. I got a month.
And so Antonio gave Bassanio the money, which Bassanio used to wed fair Portia, while Antonio waited nervously for his ships to come in.
They'll be here.
Unfortunately?
Oh, that don't bode well.
A storm came and swept the ships into the bottom of the sea. Antonio's fortune was lost.
Alas and alack.
And at the end of 2 months, Shylock came for his payment.
Antonio.
Oh, now, wait a minute, now. Can't we work something out here?
No. No deals will be made, for a contract is a contract.
Hey, now, look, show a little mercy, huh?
Mercy? Mercy to you? You who have disgraced me and hindered me at every turn. You who have laughed at my losses, mocked at my gains, thwarted my bargains, heated mine enemies, cooled my friends.
Whoa, now, who are all these people?
My friends. If you prick us, do we not bleed? If you tickle us, do we not laugh? If you poison us, do we not die? And if you wrong us, shall we not revenge?
Revenge!
Shylock must have his revenge!
No, wait a minute.
Not the contract!
The contract!
What's going on here?
The contract!
Get away from me!
Fulfill!
Hey, let go! Let go!
Come, Shylock!
Fulfill the contract!
Stay away! Edward!
And now, Antonio, your punishment is at hand.
What's the matter, Bart?
He was coming after me with a knife.
It's just the play, Bart. Remember the play?
Yeah, the play. But what about the knife?
This? Rubber.
Rubber?
Rubber.
Oh, yeah. Rubber. What do you know? Boy, you guys really had me going there for a minute.
Good. Then I take it we've made our point.
Point?
About what it feels like not to be shown any mercy.
That's what all this was about?
I guess we didn't make our point. Yes, Bart, it's like I told you before. You were shown a great mercy by your judge. He reduced your sentence. Now you need to pass that mercy on to Edwin.
But I want my store back.
Bart, I can't lose the Electric Palace. It's the only way I have to support my invalid mother. Without it, she'll be out in the cold.
Really?
Yes. I'll pay you the money back, I promise. I just need a little more time, please.
All right. I'll tear up the contract.
Oh, good.
Oh, thank you, Bart. Congratulations,
thank you,
sir.
You can pay me back whenever you get the money. Say, 5% interest?
Fair enough.
Done.
Once again, Mr. Blackguard, bravo! Bravo!
Oh, well, thank you. Oh, Mr. Leach.
Who?
The IRS agent.
And your name is Leach? I'm so sorry.
You're not here for the second payment already, are you?
Oh, no. Actually, I'm here to see you, Mr. Rathbone.
Me?
Yes. When Mr. Blackguard mentioned where he got the money to pay his inheritance tax, I pulled your file.
You did?
Yes. You never reported that $5,000, did you? You never paid tax on it.
Well,
Naughty, Mr. Rathbone. You'd better come down off the stage. You and I are going to have a little talk.
But you see,
Oh, what a tangled web we weave.
When first we practice to deceive.
One of the most famous passages in all literature about mercy is in The Merchant of Venice, the play Edwin was doing. It goes, "Earthly power doth then show likest gods, when mercy tempers justice." What does it mean? Well, simply put, it means that when we show mercy to someone, we're behaving like God wants us to behave, like God himself would behave, and has behaved towards us. And while William Shakespeare said it well, I like the way the Bible says it a whole lot better in James chapter 2, verse 13. You must show mercy to others, or God will not show mercy to you. Mercy triumphs over judgment. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Merchant of Odyssey was written and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Ramsey Drexler. Music by John Campbell. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.